A federal judge yesterday ruled that Oakland, California's police can take a big step toward ending nearly two decades of federal oversight. The judge ruled that Oakland can now enter a one-year probationary period after meeting dozens of reform measures required in the wake of a police abuse scandal. But critics say the fact that basic improvements took 20 years is scandalous in itself. From Oakland, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Federal monitoring stemmed from abuses surrounding a West Oakland anti-gang unit who called themselves the Riders. Scores of victims 22 years ago alleged the Riders routinely planted drugs on suspects and dished out beatdowns alongside their falsified police reports, unlawful arrests, and obstruction of justice. A rookie officer blew the whistle and the Riders scandal was born. 119 Oakland victims filed suit. But back then, civil rights attorneys Jim Channon and John Burris made it clear they wanted more than a settlement and money for their clients. Burris says they saw the rogue cop scandal as an opportunity to try to change an Oakland police culture of impunity.
To take a real good look, figure out where it was that these problems originated from. Because I was very much interested in the issue about racial profiling. We saw that people were being stopped. We're interested in the force questions. What kind of force was being used? How was it being recorded? What kind of investigations were taking place in the internal affairs? And that was a big deal.
Slowly, very slowly, Oakland has checked off more than 50 federally mandated reforms. The OPD improved its use of force policies and practices, reduced racial profiling and traffic stops, and more. Allegations and payouts for brutality and excessive force are down dramatically. While acknowledging there's much work still to do, the city's mayor welcomed the end of federal oversight as a sign of real progress. Progress that Oakland Chief Leron Armstrong says is sustainable. He's been chief here for just over 15 months.
And I think there's 15 months where we haven't had a scandal or any issues come out of the department that would cause anybody to be concerned about our ability to remain in compliance and practice constitutional policing is the beginning of us building a new history.
But many see any progress and that new history as fragile. And it took 20 years. Rashida Gernaj is with Oakland's Coalition for Police Accountability.
It's shameful. It's shameful that it has taken this long.
The first federal monitoring team quit en masse, convinced Oakland was incapable of real change. The glacial pace of reform underscores the department's deep resistance to improving, says lawyer Jim Channon, the other lead civil rights attorney who brought the Riders case.
I would say the first 9 years, there was zero progress. And then the last 10, they've come up to the point where they're now on the cusp of compliance.
And that compliance is seen by many as precarious. The city's gone through 11 police chiefs in just over 20 years. Last year, homicides here soared. Today, Oakland officers are leaving the department in record numbers. And there have been half a dozen new scandals since the Riders case, including in 2016 when multiple OPD officers were criminally charged for sexually abusing an underage girl and continued to exploit her after she turned 18. The city settled for nearly $1 million and officers were fired. An independent report ruled the department failed to adequately investigate those sex crimes, a violation of federal task number 5. It's always been lawyers, journalists, or victims who've exposed OPD's corruption, and lawyer Channon is worried that when federal monitors pack up, the backsliding could set in.
We've gone 20 years. They have a perfect record of never discovering and remedying a single scandal on their own. So I'm concerned about that. That's bad. It is worrisome.
Rashida Gernaj with the Coalition for Police Accountability is worried too, but she says the creation a few years ago of the city's independent civilian-run police commission is one key safeguard to protect against relapse since the Riders scandal.
Trust but verify, right? We have a police commission that will verify that they are in compliance and will take the necessary steps to make sure that if they fall out of compliance, that there are repercussions.
Repercussions like when the commission fired Police Chief Ann Kirkpatrick in 2020. She's now fighting her dismissal in court. Activists who've pushed for greater racial justice after George Floyd's murder at the knee of a Minneapolis policeman say any incremental progress in Oakland was not the work of federal monitors or lawyers.
It was the work of the people in the streets that forced OPD to shift.
Kat Brooks is co-founder and director of the Anti-Police Terror Project. She's not convinced OPD has changed much at all. A culture of violence and recklessness, she alleges, simply runs too deep.
If you go into East Oakland, they are still profiled and they are still harassed and tormented by OPD. So right on, I'm glad they've ticked off all the boxes. But they are not a police department that this community trusts or should trust.
After two decades, the last of the 51 reforms was improving racial disparities in disciplinary policy, as more black officers were facing discipline than their white counterparts. In the end, none of the officers in the Riders scandal was convicted. The city paid out about $11 million to 119 people to settle the class action brutality case. And the alleged ringleader of the Riders gang, Officer Frank Vasquez, he skipped bail and fled the country on the eve of his trial. To this day, former Officer Vasquez remains a fugitive, his case open with the FBI. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Oakland.